The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I was listening to the commercials during the break, and one of them was about the Stand With Israel tour coming up in December. May I take just a moment to encourage everyone in my audience check that trip out? No, I'm unable to go. I've gone twice with our Salem Media family in the last 3 years, and I'm just grateful, grateful, grateful that I've had that privilege and I've had that opportunity to go with our Columbus audience, our WRFD audience. So, no, I'm not going to be able to go for many reasons, but I wish I could. I wish I could, and here's why. Now, Mike Gallagher is a great guy, and I'm glad he's going. But Dennis Prager is a genius, and he is a walking encyclopedia of Israeli history. Now, what is the advantage to that? I've been to Israel three times, and I've been with Christians the entire time. The tour was Christian. The tour guides were not necessarily Christians, but they knew they were guiding a Christian tour. And so we went to all the Christian sites. We studied the Christian history, et cetera. That's wonderful. But we dealt very, very, very little with the actual history of the land of Israel. What happened in 1948? What happened in the Six-Day War? Almost none of that. And it's so important, I think, that we understand the history of Israel, not just from a New Testament standpoint or a Christian standpoint, but from a historical and geopolitical standpoint. I've never had that. That's why, although I can't, I would love to go to Israel on this trip, because you're going to go to all the Christian sites. You're going to visit the Garden of Gethsemane. You're going to go to the Mountain of Beatitudes. You're going to go to the Garden Tomb. You're going to go to Golgotha, the place of the Sermon on the Mount. You're going to go to Old Jerusalem. You're going to go to the Wailing Wall. You're going to go to just about all of the sites that the Christian tours go to. But then you're also going to have the benefit of Dennis Prager lecturing on the geopolitical history of Israel, which I would just love to hear that from Prager. Now, Prager's a Jew. He's not a Christian, but he has enormous respect for Christians. And the tour is being sponsored by our parent company, Salem Media, which is a Christian company. The tour agency is a decidedly Christian tour agency. So I can guarantee you, you're going to visit all of the important sites. You're going to go out on the Sea of Galilee. You'll never get over that. Never get over going out in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, having a worship service. You're going to do that. You're going to do all that stuff. But on several different occasions, Dennis Prager is going to take you into the history of the land, the geopolitical history of Israel. That you're not going to get on the typical Christian tour. And I'm not knocking the Christian tours. I'm just saying you're not going to get that on the typical Christian tour. And now that the U.S. Embassy has been moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, that, my goodness, that becomes even more important. You're going to find out about the significance of the Six-Day War, the Gaza Strip, the Golan Heights, What is meant by the West Bank? Who really are the enemies of the nation of Israel today? You're going to get so many things that the typical Christian tour would not get. Plus, you're going to get all the things that the typical Christian tour would get. So I just encourage you to check it out. Absolutely the finest accommodations. Our parent company, Salem, would not do this tour unless it was absolutely, totally, completely first class. So check it out. You can go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Stand with Israel tab, and you get all the information there. And it's filling up. I mean, it really is. It is filling up. I get a report every week of how many trips have been sold, and it's filling up. It really is. So if you have any interest in going to Israel, and you say, that's going to be kind of a political, well, it's going to have some political ramifications, but it's going to have all the Christian things as well. So I just encourage you. A trip to Israel will change your life. You will never be the same. So check it out. TheWordColumbus.com, the Stand with Israel tour. And seriously think about it and pray about going this coming December. And by the way, December, mid to late November and early to mid-December, perfect times to go weather-wise. Probably the best time of the year. Can't get any better than that. So anyway, I wasn't planning on going into that, but I really want you folks, if there's any way possible for you to go to Israel, and this would be a great tour, a great trip. So check it out. This is a funny story, but yet it's not. A Houston high school has found themselves in the middle of a great deal of controversy over a dress code. Well, that's not unusual. High schools are always fighting the battle of dress codes, what the kids can wear and what they can't wear, you know, hats and this and that and phrases on T-shirts. I mean, there's always a battle about dress codes all over America at high schools. But this one is unique and unusual because it's a dress code for parents. Yeah. Parents were showing up at school in such shoddy attire that this high school district in Houston has had to say, parents, you know, we're trying to do the best we can with your kids. We're trying to maintain some standards of decorum and decency. And you're not helping anything by the way you're coming to school, to either drop your kid off or to visit them or whatever. So they have adopted a dress code for parents. Now, here's the saddest thing, that this is necessary. Now, what does the dress code include? None. Hair rollers? Pajamas? Seriously? Parents coming to school in their pajamas? Yep. Listen to this. Leggings that are showing your bottom or where your body is not covered from the front or the back. Parents. Uh-huh. They had to tell parents, hey, parents, mothers, no leggings that are showing your bottom and where your body is not covered from the front or the back. That's sad. Sagging pants and Daisy Dukes. What a wonderful mother that would be, coming to school wearing short Daisy Dukes. Quote, the school, which has a dress code for its students as well, according to the Houston Independent School District, enacted the parental dress code to help create a professional educational environment. Carletta Outley Brown, the school's principal, wrote in a letter. We have to have standards. Most of all, we must have high standards. We are preparing your child for a prosperous future. Well, not everybody's happy. That's true. Some parents are protesting because they want to wear hair rollers and pajamas and sagging pants and Daisy Dukes. And parents are saying, you can't tell us how to dress. What a great example for their children. Yeah, parents are protesting this. What a great example for their children. Some parents have called it, the dress code, discriminatory, classist, belittling, and dismissive, according to some of the parents. Can you imagine what attitude the kids of those parents have concerning dress and standards and code? Oh, my goodness. All right, quick break. I very, very, very rarely talk about movie stars, but I am when we get back, because I read this and I'm going, number one, who are you? And then second, are you serious? Yeah, when we come back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
How does someone come to the conclusion, because they have been in a movie or two, that somehow they are now an authority and speak with great authority because they're a movie star? Of course, I guess some people would say, where do people come off because they're a radio talk show host that they're an authority? Hey, I try to make it clear I'm not an authority on anything or anybody, and I try to, you know, I try to remind you, I try to remind myself of that. But some of these movie stars, number one, they're whack jobs. Some of the best-known movie stars are whack jobs. They are. And this one certainly is. Charlize Theron. Yes, she has won an Oscar. She's won an Academy Award. Does that make her an authority? No, it makes her, I guess, a great actress. If I saw her on the street, I wouldn't be able to recognize her. I've heard the name, but I, you know, someone popped up a picture. Who is that? Well, I have no idea who she is. But she, in some recent interviews, has come out as somewhat of an authority on parenting because of the way that she is treating her, son-daughter/son. Yeah. Listen to this, and I'm not making this up. Oscar-winning actress Charlize Theron says in a new interview she knew her oldest child was transgender at age 3. Okay. Now, before I tell you how she knew, there are many, many, many people who have gone through undergraduate, graduate school to become a psychologist, psychiatrist, sociologist, licensed professional counselor, to try to determine when someone is or is not transgender. And of course, you folks are smarter than the average bear, so you know there is no scientific evidence that transgenderism even exists. Now, you know that, of course. But there are many people who have years and years and years of education who don't know that. Now, with that understanding, let me begin reading that paragraph again. Oscar-winning actress Charlize Theron says in a new interview she knew her oldest child was transgender at age 3 because the child said so. At age 3. Mm-hmm. Yeah, age 3. The 43-year-old actress is known for her roles in the Fate of the Furious? I don't know. The Huntsman, Winter's War, Kubo, The Two Strings, and won an Oscar for the 2003 film Monster. Theron adopted a biological boy in 2012. But soon, the child made known that he didn't want to be identified that way. A boy, 3 years old. She said to the Daily Mail, which is a British newspaper, quote, "Yes, I thought she was a boy too." Okay. Think about that statement. "Yes, I thought she was a boy too, until she looked at me when she was 3 years old and said, 'I am not a boy.' So there you go." Now that's her quote. "Until she looked at me when she was 3 years old and said, 'I am not a boy.' So there you go. I have two beautiful daughters who, just like any parent, I want to protect and I want to see thrive. They were born who they are and exactly where in the world both of them get to find themselves as they grow up. And who they want to be is not for me to decide. My job as a parent is to celebrate them and to love them and make sure that they have everything they need in order to be whatever they want to be." Okay. Now think about the practical ramifications of that philosophy of parenting. A three-year-old, "I don't want to eat vegetables anymore because I hate vegetables." Well, honey, I guess that's the way it should be. I guess you were born not to like vegetables, so you won't have vegetables anymore. "I want donuts every day, all day." Well, I guess you were just born with a desire for sugar, so who am I to interfere? Who am I? I know that's ridiculous, but I could get more ridiculous. Three-year-old children do not have the emotional, intellectual maturity to make any life-changing decision. That's why we have parents. Now, that's why I said, this woman's a whack job. One of the most important decisions in this child's life at 3 years old, and the mother, instead of understanding that she has a responsibility to mold and to shape that child, well, whatever the kid wants to do. I've said it before, I'll say it again. That's child abuse. It's child abuse.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.